the one who is Yoreh Hashem from a goyim, Yoreh Hashem appears in the Yoreh Hashem. So it's unconscious. Some male that means, so he also becomes a goyim because he is ready to submit to the decree of the king. Every German was happy when people in Ashmeis attempted to wipe out. But how many Germans were misanthropes? How many? And the rest, even those whom they harmed, some male that means, so he also becomes a leader because he is ready to submit to the decree of the king. Every German was happy when people in Ashmeis attempted to wipe out. But how many Germans were misanthropes? How many? And the rest, even those whom they heart were sorry, they didn't appear. They didn't try to leave Germany. They didn't have to go to the concentration camp, to the left Germany, but thousands and hundreds of thousands of people wanted. So it didn't affect them. The Jews are being like, maybe some of the Germans shed a few tears over the fact that he sent, that Hitler and Mashmei sent millions of Jews to the guest chamber. How many going more misanthropes? How many? We know the names. We know all the names. And Yad Vashem, the names are inscribed. So how many could there be? So Vayikach Sheishne Yisrechet Bochum Yechorechet Yisrael Shabish Malkulei implies that when there is an endeavor by certain good leader of the nation, of the holy, a hidden way, then even the king should go in the camp. So anyway, everybody is considered a leader. But of course, we have to reduce it to minimum and to try to drop the bombs in such a way that it will not hit children. But if it's impossible, you can't be in heaven exactly where the bullet will fall. So a certain woman comes out to hang out laundry, so here's the responsibility of her husband. You have to be solved. Let's say she's a patient girl, so it's a big tragedy. And our heart should be, but we still have to do that. Even we got a patient girl. Because they are part and parcel of the tzenach. So there is a loche of habol hol v'chol hashkemach. So because of that halacha, of Habol Hodech HaHashkin V'Hogei, it can apply even to Chassidim and Mesayim. And even to Jews. Let's say, suppose I don't know what to mention. Right. But it applies here, the Chayim are not there. Maybe they're all there. Maybe they're already there. I don't know. It might be that they're all there already. They're all there in this guy, the Jews manage. The woman and still a show and call Israel told them to evacuate. But suppose a few people did evacuate, even that sold the Israel. So then show and call Israel people said, or not, if they are warned and they don't comply with the warning, so they themselves also become hostile. If somebody is mixed up and is a Tumju and they decide to find refuge in Jordan, right? He thinks he told me this, but that the king of Jordan is a nice person, all kind of things. And then it will be necessary to drop it down upon that house in which a Tumju lives, and there is no other way of resisting the attack by the Arab terrorists except by dropping that bomb. So even if Chas V'Shalom dead drum and kill that woman is also ready. If the Pleikeini were wonderful people, if they had been ignored the warning by Sholem Melech, would have become raging mitzal aloche of Tzrei Razim Udyon, Kitzir Yerim Lachem, because everybody who is involved in that setup, so it becomes a raging on a collective level because he lets himself be used by the same Yisrael, so as coming to Hamor, the Bum Jew will go away to the homes of the Arab murderers, and they'll bring guests there. So if it will be necessary to drop it down on the house, it's awesome. Now, I just read in the newspaper that an interview of the in the forward, so someone interviewed a Jewish woman who married an Arab, and then she has children, so these children are Jews, but they are big activists in the town, the PLO. So she asked that correspondence in the forward, not that I wrote in the house. So she's a Jewish woman, and Charis Israel, who married an Arab, and I suppose the Arab is not the good Arab, but he probably carries himself to his children, and the children are Jews! So, you're not allowed to hire a shop at the homes where these children live, because they are Jews? It's not only directed against Goyim, Teif should be Goyim, because we're from Arayim. Not let himself be used by the sin in Israel. And even Rishi Israel has to be crazy also, will not let themselves be used. But if Chas Misholem will reach such a madrege by the same Rabbi, that Rishi Israel and Rishi Israel, they get married to terrorists, and they raise children, Jews, as terrorists. So the same aloche of Teif Shevi Goyim Mishas Luchon Ha'arei applies to them too. But that's aloche of Revi on a collective level. So this Revi on a collective level, now, the Miri mentions a big Revi. The Miri mentions a big Revi. As far as the Yiddish assault is concerned, so even Pitzi Estrenshay, the mother herself is allowed to kill you. But the Yiddish mentioned, the answer is, Rav Chaim says, that vis-a-vis in Yechid Gomu, there couldn't be a din of Hatzole without Chiyyus. So where did the Yiddish get the Ramban? Where did he get it all? The answer is the year himself mentions. That he on Rabban Ron Khashi all believes. So Rashi says it means about the Machter. The year he says it means with Roshe in Tanchume. Tzrias is in Zimchem, he came on Chachona, Rabban Ron Khashi all. So there we couldn't say that. So the Kristagdale explains it, that even that a certain woman, a certain woman is attacking them. As was only a church about him. So every member of that woman, of that group, even if he's completely innocent, he's not involved, his heart bleeds over the fact that the leaders of his nation are attacking us. But if it is necessary for our defense to throw a bomb in order to defend ourselves, he also has it. So here, that means, so by whom is it exercised? Not by an outsider. When, because here, it's exercised by the Yehudit himself. It's exercised by the Yehudit himself, because Kitzirim Ein Lochem, so they are raiding of every Jew. The Arab terrorists are raiding every one of us. Us though. And if Jews in America are so insensitive, they don't feel it. So it's because they are very servile. They are very servile. But they are great from everybody. Even Fritz Hauser and Dr. Schindler, the Arafat, Yimach Shmei, and all the Arab terrorists are great from everybody. Even after Dr. Schindler and Rita Hauser and Rosenstab in Freud. So everybody's in here. And vis-a-vis the near death. So the Christabilo says that it applies even to someone who's innocent. Take care of that. But his use as part of the endeavor by the group can be highly seen. An innocent person can be highly seen. Now let's say the king, if they had ignored the warning by Shaul HaMelech, so then Claudius would have been allowed to do something that would kill members of the king. Why? The answer is because if they are warned and they still ignore that, so they themselves also become greatly on a collective level by allowing themselves. But since they were nice people and they didn't want Hasi Sholem to cooperate with them all, so maybe they could only become grateful if they ignore the warning. Mashiach came, oh, you don't have to warn them. So you didn't take Shabbat. Because you see, from Rechav Bochov, Tayyikach Sheshmi is Rechav Bochov, before Rechav Mitzrayim, Bisholishim al Kulei, that the goyim are ready to cooperate with the government. Even when they don't agree with the government, they're lying, don't agree with the government. But that's the law. The king says so. So Mele, without the warning, coming. But nice people who are not ready to cooperate in the city of Israel, like they are king, they could become late in only if they ignore the warning. But without the warning, not. But there is, but could you say, that they are king, you ignore the warning, so Chayav Niseh, how can the Chayav Niseh? So, vis-a-vis the Nirdev, there is a loche of Habor Hog of Hashkin the Yerogay, even with Gabri Nefesh Gomo, solely on the basis of Atzor. So that's the mocker for the Ramban Shite, that the Yerodes herself is allowed to perform an abortion upon the child even after his incestration. Because vis-a-vis somebody else who is not the near death, so then it has to be predicated upon the Chiyuv Niseh, and without the Chiyuv Niseh and the basis of Atzoret, it couldn't be predicated. But vis-a-vis the near death, who is, so then it can be predicated. It's solely on Hatzor. Now there's another halacha, and I think that's also based upon this. The Gemara says the same thing. Shayori v'racha leibo p'yelach yashir. So in Mohammed Sashim, somebody in Yore v'racha leibo. So it's a part of what's going on. So the Mishnah says in Sidi Rafi Dalet, that's only who he decides to be before when the king Yeshua, the Yeshua Muhammad, makes the proclamation. Suppose when the Yeshua Muhammad makes the proclamation, he says, so he's a good answer. Oh no, I'm not Jory, I'm not a Rahalil, I'm sure. Then, if we create a, you see, the title, he tries to deserve. So then, we cannot be Yerichim Yashim. That's what the Mishnah says, that in Dalek, he said, Vayiki Chalis Hashikun Yidabe Elohim. Pogdusom, it's very British on. Akin Shalom, ליגוס קיקים פניהם ואחריהם אחריהם וקשיבים של ברזו בידיהם וכל אמבקי שלר זיה. אם יפסם בדיוק, when they came משוח, משוח כהומו, said מי שהיה הולך להיות, he decided to stay in the bubble. But then a week later, he saw it's not such a crazy thing for a pair. He decided to desert, so shoes be yode. So the sheikh him up with shoes, מקפח השוקו, שתחילה סניסה נקילה שנאמה הנס ישראל לפני פרישתי, וגם מגיל פעם דלו הוא סבן, ולהאו נעידה בימוסם שישראל לפני פרישתי מניק לחלום, תשובה. זו תחילה סניסה נקילה, בכל הבדק, וכנעידה המציחה, תחילה סניסה נקילה, אין סעים. If a person decides to desert the battlefield in the middle of the fighting, so he becomes a leading and collective level for all his life. In a passive way, he's afraid. He should have gone home when the Mashiach Muhammad said, "Mi shayor v'rachali." At that time, he decided to be a hero. He's not a yor v'rachali. Then later on, he decided. So the Sheikhim have to choose to kill him. On what basis? Of the Din of Chayyim. At the Chayyim, he said, without recourse to the Chayyim. That's why the Mirim is not satisfied. We have the Adol Hod of the Hashem Hod that is mentioned in the Parsha of Machteres, because the Adol Hod of the Hashem Hod is mentioned in the Parsha of Machteres, only mentions that is based upon Chayyim, but there is a special heter for Yirdeh on the basis of Atzolah soul. From one sheet, the Yirdeh herself, even Lachashayt's estrangement, is allowed to kill the Chayyim. And it's an average Gomor. An average Gomor, but only the Yirdeh. So that is deduced from the proceeding of Tzreyas and Yoni to Tzreyas and Yirdeh.
continue.